Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. On Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. I have been so passionate for over a decade in bringing resources, conversations, books, and inspiration to women around the world because I know that it's possible to heal your heart, transform your life, and up-level your mindset. And that's why I love bringing you experts like the woman joining me today, Pragita Dove. If you're ready to learn how to change your money blueprint, recondition your mind for automatic abundance, and use spiritual laws to create real-world success, then you're in the right place, my friends. Joining me today is my special guest, Pragita Dove, coach, speaker, hypnotherapist, and best-selling author. Pragita is a global authority on expressive meditation and founder of the number one expressive training school in North America, and an internationally recognized author, hypnotherapist, coach, and speaker with over 20 years of experience. She helps entrepreneurs, leaders, and CEOs align their mindset to allow more peace, time, and financial freedom. She's passionate, as you'll soon discover, about empowering individuals to change their money blueprint, recondition their mind for automatic abundance, and use spiritual laws to create real world success. I'm excited because she recently birthed a new book, Lunchtime Enlightenment, Expressive Meditations for Manifesting Peace, Prosperity, and Passion. Welcome, Pragita.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. I am thrilled to be here.
Well, I have been excited since we first met virtually, and I just loved your energy, loved your vibe, loved the name of your book, and said, this is it. She's got to get on my show and share this wisdom. And then when I learned more about you and, you know, your background of over 20 years experience, you know, really helping people shift their lives, I was excited about today's show, my friend.
Well, thank you.
So one of the things, too, is, you know, you use the word in your work, money blueprint. And I know my listeners are like, oh, we have a money blueprint?
So yes,
first off, what is that? And how did you discover we all have one?
Well, we have actually many, excuse me, my allergies are kicking in.
I know that feeling.
We have blueprints of different types of blueprints, actually, and money is just one of the ones that I talk about. So I'll illustrate with my own story. I was raised to believe that there was a lack of everything. There was a lack of money, a lack of love, a lack of everything. And it's not that we were poor. We were kind of in the middle, really, kind of middle class. But, you know, one didn't aspire to go above one station, and also you didn't want to really mix with people below your station. You had to stay in your box in the middle section where you were. That's the way I was conditioned. And I was conditioned that life is difficult and a struggle, and you can't have everything you want, and you have to work hard for everything. If you want more money, get a job or get two jobs. Yeah. So everybody has some kind of blueprinting like that around money, because as children, we believe it. We just believe it. And yet for me, I have always had a very strong spirit, and I can remember looking at, out my bedroom window at the sky and the, these beautiful poplar trees we had, which used to sparkle in the wind and the sun. And I used to think, surely there's something better than this. Surely this isn't it, you know? And of course I was right, but I had to go on the journey to discover that this is it. And I did two lots of trainings. I did the hypnotherapy trainings and I did the meditation trainings in India. But it was the hypnotherapy trainings where I learned how to, first of all, you have to become aware of and uncover the blueprint you have around money and understand what it is and have compassion and non-judgment for yourself because, you know, you inherited this. So it's important not to judge yourself and give yourself a hard time about it. It is what it is. It's what you inherited. And then the second thing is you have to, and I find usually I have to get some help with this because this is something that's very difficult to do on your own. You can dismantle the old blueprint and you can change it. This is just the most phenomenal thing. When I found out about this in my trainings, I was just so excited that I didn't have to stay in this fear, lack, and scarcity programming for the rest of my life, that I could change it. And I have changed it. And so, of course, now I have a life of abundance on every level. And that's the magic of hypnotherapy and how you can talk to the subconscious, because these blueprints are buried deep in the subconscious. They've been there for a long time. And you can, and then they manifest in our lives in different ways. Like some people, they make a lot of money, but they can't keep it. It's all gone and they don't even know where it's gone. Other people just keep getting to the same place of income and can't seem to get beyond that same place. That was my issue, actually. And other people just can never seem to get any kind of money together. And all the good news is all of this can be healed because, as you know, Linda, we are abundant beings living in an abundant universe, and there's plenty of money for everybody, especially in North America, but in many other countries too. And what you learn how to do, so you get your blueprints changed, but you also learn to open up your mind and your heart so that you can get in touch with and in alignment with the divine, infinite possibility, infinite creativity. Because you really want to be in touch with your creativity, because it's actually creativity that makes money, if you think about it. I always like to use Steve Jobs as my example, because he was trying to sell us all the iPhones and iPads and so on, something none of us had ever heard of, so everybody thought he was crazy. But anyway, he obviously succeeded. But he had these creative ideas that were very futuristic and obviously made a lot of money. George Lucas is another great example who had all these great ideas with the Star Wars franchise and so on. And then look at the money he made. So we really want to be in touch with our creativity because
I do believe that. I found that to be true in my own life. It's almost like our creativity is a direct line from source, right? We're all created in a different way, but like I identify as and have since a child. Like now I say I'm a creative visionary. I have to create. It's the essence of who I am. Yes. I just happen to do it, Brigido, as a business owner, my projects, my publications, whether it's a book, this radio show, etc. That's my creative way of processing. Someone else, it could be knitting.
Yeah.
But something you said earlier about the money blueprint. I, as soon as you were talking about it, I was like, oh yeah, you know, the saying, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. I must have heard that 1,000 times.
Me too. And,
yeah. And I used to go, like, what does that even mean? We all know it doesn't grow on trees, but it was almost like that set programming.
Yes.
You said, and the word you used was inherited. And it took me, let's say I'm 58, it took me probably until my mid-30s to clear my blueprint, tap into law of attraction, abundance, all that. And now, like a lot of people go, you have a master manifestor. I said, we all are.
Yeah.
We all are. We just became disconnected from our truth, our source, and our creativity. And that's what I love about your work. It's about reconnecting them to the divine source of who they are.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you so much for saying that, because that is exactly what I do. So yes, as I said, you can change these blueprints. And then I would love to mention, and because we've been talking about creativity here, the laughter meditation, which is one of the expressive meditation techniques. And this is something, you know, listeners can start doing right away. But laughter is a very powerful energy. And in my experience, because I teach a wide range of meditation techniques, the laughter meditation is the most powerful one for unleashing our creativity. It helps, because it's such a strong energy, it helps dig down through the throat chakra, down through all through the chakras to open you up. Because the more we laugh, the more open we are, and the more full of joy we are, and we get, it helps us get in touch with our innate creativity, which everybody has, exactly like you just said, Linda. And it doesn't matter what the creativity is from you, and everybody has a unique thumbprint, if you like, or a unique offering to the world. And even if there's, you know, like say for me, there's a million other hypnotherapists out there. Of course there are, but there's only one that works the way I do. And the same with you, Linda, and the same with everybody, because each one of us is absolutely unique. And to find that is, in my experience, the greatest joy, you know, to see my books come, see them in physical manifest from an idea in my head. I know you have this experience too, Linda. Is such an incredible joy, and leads to more creativity and more sharing. And we benefit.
The biggest part is knowing that we, and accepting, right before we're going to run to break in a moment, it's just knowing that it's accessible to everyone.
Yes.
And, when we come back from our break, I want to talk about that, because, you know, I had a sister growing up going, you're the creative one, Linda. I'm not creative. And she owned that story, still does, actually. And there's so many that do. So when we come back, let's talk about that mindset around our creativity.
Yes.
So I'll be back in a moment with Pragito Dove. You can learn more about Pragito's work and her new book, Lunchtime Enlightenment, at discovermeditation.com. We'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice?
Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on iOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am so grateful that you're here with us today. I'm with Brigido Dove, coach, speaker, hypnotherapist, and best-selling author. So, Brigido, we were, right before the break, we were talking about creativity and how it's our direct connection to source. But that a lot of us, just like we're programmed with a, you know, money blueprint, we're also programmed with stories that we tell ourselves, well, I'm not creative, she is. And by that mindset can prevent them from connecting to abundance, from connecting to their source energy. Have you discovered that in your work too?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And I have all good news for you today. So any kind of negative mindset you might have about yourself, whether it's I don't deserve it, I'm not worthy, I'm not creative, I never have good ideas, etc., this can all be changed by working with the root of the problem in the subconscious, where these programs, because really we've been programmed, we've been hypnotized to believe this, and it isn't true. It's not the truth of who we are. And the good news is anything we've learned can be unlearned. And we can be brought back to the truth of who we are, which is abundant beings and creative beings. And so that is one way, definitely through the hypnotherapy. But also, in addition, these expressive meditations can help in a very powerful way. And I've mentioned the laughter meditation because, see, you can't be worried and laughing at the same time. You can't be in a negative mindset and laughing at the same time. And the power of the laughter meditation is that laughter is such a strong energy that it erases fear, it erases anxiety, it helps to erase any kind of negative self-talk or self-beliefs that we might have, and reminds us of the truth of who we are, that we are beings of joy, of love, of peace, of wisdom, of expression, of expressing our creativity. And of course, we are all beings of compassion too. And it's very important to have compassion for yourself, because one of the main stumbling blocks I have found with people is that they judge themselves. And judgments live in the mind. And there's an amazing technique which was actually created by Gautama the Buddha 25 centuries ago, which is called witnessing the mind. And you can learn to witness the mind, to disidentify from the mind and not get caught up in all those judgments and negative thoughts, and learn acceptance being the opposite of judgment, and learn to accept yourself, who you are, with all your faults and failings. Look, nobody's perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's about being the real you, the truth of who you are. And sometimes we say things we don't mean, or we do things which maybe are a bit stupid. Yeah, we all do that. And just just accept that that's what we did and forgive ourselves and move on. So to become aware of the judgments requires us also to have great compassion for ourselves, because we inherited these judgments. And I think a lot of people think they're a bad person for having the judgments. So I really like to emphasize this, that you are not a bad person. The judgments are inherited from our lineage. They're also out there in society. In this society, it's a very judgmental society we live in, actually. And the more aware you become about it, the key really is awareness, you become aware that you have these judgments in the mind and let them pass by and accept yourself. Have great compassion for yourself and love yourself. Then you will not be at the effect of these negative judgments, and you will become more and more connected to your true authentic self, and the joy, the natural joy and the natural love that is within you will start transmitting out of you. And of course, as you know, Linda, that's the law of attraction. Then we attract that back.
And let's talk about the law of attraction a little bit, because you know, you talk a lot about the inner game of wealth and resetting your money blueprint. In your own journey, how did you reset your money blueprint? You shared what your blueprint was, and that you then went to hypnotherapy training and all that. So was hypnotherapy the first step in starting to change your money blueprint? And then, of course, you brought in expressive meditation and all of that. But was it the hypnotherapy that was your personal first step?
It was my personal first step, yes. But I was actually doing the meditations concurrently at the same time. And I actually, at the time when I started the meditations, I had no idea how powerful they were. I was just doing them because I so badly needed to heal myself, because I'd had a very challenging childhood. And I just was just so determined to be happy and have a great life, you know, different than the way I was raised. And so I was doing these meditations, these expressive meditations, because what I was finding was I was able to dump out my anger and my fear and heal my pain in the meditation techniques. And that was like a miracle, because as I healed my heart, as I healed myself and healed my body, because my body had become so tight with tension that I had this recurring back pain. I used to smoke about 30 cigarettes a day. So first of all, the smoking stopped, and then my body started to relax and open up. So my heart opened up and my body opened up. So I became more receptive. And I almost did this unconsciously without even realizing the powerful effect it would have on my life, because I never heard of law of attraction at that point. But I just did know that these meditations were helping me release so much inner garbage from within me, to release it out and transform it. And I was able to drop down and find inner peace, which is, you know, drop down to my center, 2 inches below the navel. And then I realized I was living my life from that place of peace and calm and relaxation and wisdom and joy and compassion. And everything transformed on the outside. And I was doing that sort of concurrently as I was doing the hypnotherapy. So I always credit them both. I credit all of it, because that was how it worked on my journey. And then it was almost like in retrospect that I had to go back and say, okay, how did I do that?
Well, you have two powerful tools there, and we have a few minutes before we go to the next break. But one of the things is how the actual how we access our inner wisdom and intuition. Like, do you have a favorite method that you teach your clients that say, how do I, you know, tap in? Is there a process? We have about 2 minutes before we go to break that you can share.
Well, you want to have a daily practice of connecting with yourself, whether it's a minute or two or 10 minutes, but connect with yourself, especially at the beginning of the day. And even if the mind is busy, just do it anyway. And what happens over time when you're consistent, and the word is consistent, is you start to connect with your inner self. And over time, you start to drop deeper and deeper down inside and have the ability to reside in that place of peace and calm, your center, down in your belly.
Beautiful. And I think it's so important, as you said, the daily practice is how I changed my life. And I always was a very busy person in my mind. So I used to always say, I don't have time to slow down. And you know the saying, if you don't have time to slow down, you better take an hour. That's where I was, Perdido. We're going to take another break, and we come back. I want to talk more about this daily practice, because I found for myself it's so important. And it's really such a gift that we give ourselves. So we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Brigitte Dove, coach, speaker, hypnotherapist, and best-selling author of the brand new Lunchtime Enlightenment, Expressive Meditations for Manifesting Peace, Prosperity, and Passion. Be sure to visit her at discovermeditation.com. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
It's time to begin the adventure of a lifetime by nurturing the most important relationship you will ever have, the relationship with yourself. Kelly Grimes, self-nurturing expert, speaker, and author of the bestseller, The Art of Self-Nurturing, a field guide to living with more peace, joy, and meaning, shares that a self-nurturing practice is not about being perfect or completing another thing on your to-do list, but rather nurturing a relationship with yourself. In The Art of Self-Nurturing, you'll discover the inspiration, examples, reflective questions, and self-nurturing practices that will empower you to become the artist of your own life and see self-nurturing as an art form. Rather than living from obligation and overwhelm, you will learn to cultivate a life filled with self-compassion and self-love. Order your copy today at artofselfnurturingbook.com and receive the Self-Nurturing Starter Kit as a supportive gift.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. Today we're talking about the inner game of wealth, resetting your money blueprint, the importance of a daily practice in order to tap into your inner wisdom and intuition. So right before the break, Brigitte, we were talking about that daily practice. And I'm one of those, in case someone's listening right now, that says, oh my God, I can't sit still. I get it. I told myself that for years. I also told myself I didn't know how to meditate because I thought meditation was sitting there, in that position and being really quiet. And I just never could do that. So again, I would judge myself, Brigitte. And it wasn't until I found guided meditations that began my journey. And then my personal journey was adding a daily practice. And I love what you said. It can just be a minute. Yep. We put so much pressure on ourselves. Well, it must be a half hour. No, start where you are.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. Start. And I'd also at this point, Linda, like to explain what meditation is and what it is not.
Oh, thank you.
Meditation is a quality. It's a quality of presence, of awareness that you can bring to any activity. So yes, it's nice to sit in silence if you like to do that, but you could be on the phone, you could be doing the dishes or cooking your dinner or taking out the trash or walking down the road. All of these ordinary day-to-day activities can be a meditation when you are fully present. If your mind takes you into the future or the past, then no, that's you've lost the presence, you know? And this is a great tip, really, because I think most people are going to find that you actually are already in a state of meditation a lot in your day-to-day life, because most likely there are many activities that you do, and especially activities that you enjoy, because when we're enjoying ourselves, we're far more likely to be present. Why wouldn't we be? We're enjoying ourselves, yes? And so this really helps with this understanding that, as you said, Linda, we don't have to go off and chant mantras and sit in a lotus position for an hour every morning or at 3 a.m. or something. It can be incorporated very, very easily into your day-to-day life, into your day-to-day activities, simply by remembering to be present. And of course, the mind will come in a lot because that's what the mind does. But you know, when you notice, oh, there I am in the future, or oh, there I am in the past, come back to the present. And the breathing can help you do that, because the body is always in the present moment, as is the breathing. That's why that can help you to come back into the present. And I have many, many tips and techniques that help you come back into the present. And one
One of the ones I use that has really helped me, and I struggle with anxiety for probably 30 years. And I've taught this to my clients that, you know, having momentary struggles. It's what you said. It's about if we're going into the past or future, we're not here. So yes. One of mine, when I start to feel anxious, is in this moment, all is well.
Yes.
Because in this moment, I am sitting in this chair having this conversation with you. And I remind them that all we have really is right now, this moment.
Yeah.
And you know, so that's a mantra that I've had to use. You know, my honey got a double diagnosis last year and we were navigating that. And believe me, that mantra got me through so much of, you know, not going into what if projections and all of that.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Because this is the nature of the mind. It will start projecting into the future, and usually negative. Or it'll start dragging up the past. Oh, well, you know, remember when so-and-so got sick and they died, you know, and all that kind of thing. And so this is where we need to be very vigilant of what the mind is doing, and remember that the thoughts of the mind, first of all, they're just thoughts, but they're not real. They're not reality. They are shadows. So just like, you know, when you're walking down a street in the sunshine and you see your shadow, the shadow is not real. Thoughts are not real. They're made up. They're fabricated by the mind. And what we do, exactly what you, your little technique, Linda, that's a fabulous technique. I love it. Is that the more awareness you can bring to what the mind does and understand the mind, and I talk about this extensively, by the way, in my new book, is to understand the mind and understand how it works, because we don't want to fight the mind because we need it. So it's to relax, first of all, relax the body and simply become the witness or the watcher. Oh, there go the negative thoughts again. Oh, there go some more judgments. Okay, thank you very much. Goodbye. You know, that is not reality. The only reality is, as you said, Linda, this moment now. This moment right now is the only reality we all have. And the more you can reside in this moment now, the happier you will be, the more creative you will be, the more loving you will be, the more peaceful you will be. It's just the best place to be. And everybody can get there. It's totally possible for everyone to get there. If I could do it from the total mess I was way back, then anybody can do it, you know? And I have many techniques and tools, because the thing is, different techniques work for different people. And that's why I have so many in my books to choose from. And that's why I teach so many in my trainings, because some people work very well from understanding. And some people don't work so well from understanding. They need to do it. They're very kinesthetic, or they need to feel it, you know, and experience the feelings, etc. So what you do on your journey is you can find what works for you, as you have found a fabulous technique, Linda, that works for you. And then you don't get sort of too much caught up in the technique, you know, because it's really all about awareness. The number one thing is awareness. Meditation is awareness. So you can be folding laundry, you can be out in the garden, or you can be in your office on the computer and have the awareness. Oh, I'm all over the place. I'm all scattered. Let's just take a moment here and breathe and come into the present. Yeah.
So beautiful. So funny, because I was thinking last night, we have a 21-year-old cat. His name's Baxter. He's our baby. And he's a love bug. He's about 8 pounds for Gito. And there was a time in my life, because he's been in our lives 21 years, that I was always, you know, like all of us, busy, right? I didn't know how to be. And last night, as he crawled up on me, I could feel myself just sliding down on the sofa so he could get more comfortable on my chest. And I just dropped down into the moment. And the funny part is, for Gito, I could feel it happening. I just lifted the glasses off my head, put my phone down, and I just was completely present with him.
Yes.
As I was, I could feel his breath. I could feel his chest moving. I could just feel him. I could actually feel him feeling me drop into my own body, which made him relax more. But here's the insight that I walked away with. It's like, Roland, there was a time you wouldn't have even recognized that you're present in this moment. And here you are, so present. So what you just said, Brigitte, it's possible for everyone. Yes, it is. Because there's
absolutely.
Yeah, yes. Never thought she could.
Yep.
And never. It's even as simple as that, being present with the cat. When I'm sweeping on hardwood floors, it's, some people don't like to do that, but it's meditative to me, right?
Yeah.
And that's peaceful for me, because now I know how to be in that moment. I'm not perfect. Of course, some days I'm thinking of the grocery list and what I have to do, but I now know what you mean by, like, you could be meditating while washing dishes. It's about presence.
Exactly.
Not what you're doing.
Exactly. The that it's how present are you? It's not about the activity. And I'm so glad you mentioned your cat. I love cats. I think cats are Zen masters, actually.
Oh, my Zen master.
Yeah, I mean, they know and they are fully present, as are dogs. Animals are, as are the trees and birds and the sky. Nature is always totally present, and children as well. So if you can surround yourself with nature in any way, with your pets, with children, this is also going to help you to come into the present moment. Yes. It's all these things help you.
It's so true. And I'm blessed then because I live in the middle of the woods on a spring-fed pond, and I have a grandchild. So I get the triple blessings of being present. To
yes.
be for the grandchild. And we're going to take a final break. And when we come back to the last segment, I'd really like invite you to talk about your book and what people can expect to learn from it, what juicy resources are in there. And I'll be back in a moment with my special guest, Brigitte Audeau. Learn more at discovermeditation.com. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ladies, do you suffer with chronic pain that prevents you from living an active, happy life? It's time to get the professional support to let go of the long-standing patterns in your body, mind, and emotions that are causing your pain. When you clear the emotional, spiritual, and physical patterns that fuel your pain cycle, you can live a pain-free, pleasure-filled life once again. Stop the Pain specialist, Jacqueline Kane, merges 15 years in private practice as a healer and over 30 years in healthcare with her innate wisdom and a multitude of healing modalities, including Bowen work, EFT, evolutionary meditation, soul clearing, and ancestral energy clearing to create unique, results-oriented healing protocol for each. She sees clients virtually and in her Connecticut office. Visit JacquelineMKane.com to learn more.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Inspired Conversations show. So today I'm with Brigitte Audeau, and we've been talking about resetting your money blueprint, you know, the power of presence. And I invited Brigitte here because I think this is such an important topic, especially in these days when we're so disconnected and overwhelmed. And when I saw that she released her new book, Lunchtime Enlightenment, Expressive Meditations for Manifesting Peace, Prosperity, and Passion, I said, yes, we need this. So, Brigitte, first off, I love the title, Lunchtime Enlightenment. So, tell me about that.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun story. So, this was many years ago, and I was invited to give a presentation of Osho's books in a bookstore in San Francisco in the financial district. Osho was who I studied meditation with in India. And the woman at the bookstore liked my presentation so much. I was actually reading from one of Osho's books. And she liked it so much, she said, would you do a series and come here once a month? And I said, oh, yes, absolutely. And when I came the following month, they called the series Lunchtime Enlightenment. Because
I love it, but it's so true. Especially, I love Osho's writing, so that really resonates with me. I see why they called it that, too.
Yeah, so anyway, that started, and then the manager of the bookstore went to New York, and she was talking about me all over New York because she'd healed a pain in her neck during one of my presentations. So the result of that was I got a phone call from Ballantine Books in New York saying, are you going to write a book? And so, of course, I said yes. And that's where the whole idea from the book was born, from those lunchtime presentations. And so one of the chapters in the book, of course, is called Lunchtime Enlightenment, where I have a lot of different things you can do at lunchtime. And of course, always remembering that it's about awareness and being present, even when you're eating your sandwiches, or maybe you can go to the park or look up at the sky. There's all these little things you can do that sometimes take 30 seconds or a minute to remind yourself. And that word consistency again, there's something you can find in this book that you can do every day. And so what I did was the eight main chapters of the book are eight main principles of meditation. So the first chapter is about relaxation, because meditation is based on relaxation. And with relaxation, you always start with the body. So the first thing is always to bring attention, awareness to your body, to see if it can be more relaxed. And so I have a lot of very simple, easy, different meditations there. And then I have workout meditations like running and jogging or working out at the gym. Because again, meditation is body oriented, being present in your body. So any kind of physical activity you do is great for meditation, actually. And running is people have been running since the beginning of time. And, you know, and running is amazing because you can reach a point where you just become, the ego and the mind disappear and you just become one with the running. Then I have the expressive techniques in here. There's a dancing, there's a shaking, there's a gibberish, and a dynamic meditations. Now, the gibberish and dynamic, they're great for expressing and dumping out your anger in the sacred context of a meditation technique. So instead of dumping it out on another person, I'm talking about your anger, you know, dumping it on somebody else or stuffing it down inside you, neither of those are good options. There's a third option here, which is very, very good, because you can release the anger, the frustration, the rage from the body mind, and it's all done in the sacred context of a meditation technique, because then when you sit in silence, you've like taken the lid off the pressure cooker and released all this stuff from inside of you that's been just dying to get out. Then I have a chapter on laughter, of course, because laughter is such a powerful way to heal ourselves. It helps heal the body. It helps heal the mind. It helps heal the heart. And it helps us drop deeper down to our inner silence much more quickly when we've done laughter first and then sit in silence. That's the laughter meditation. Then I have a chapter on, of course, witnessing the mind, which I was talking about earlier, because this is really a very powerful technique created by the Buddha to help us learn to be a witness to the mind and not be at the effect of it. There's a chapter on non-judgment and the miracle of acceptance, which we talked about, and how important it is. And I have a lot of stories in here. Some of them are stories about me, and some are clients. Of course, I changed the names. Because I think sometimes it's easier to understand something through a story than just reading a technique, you know?
Yes, of course.
So I have quite a few acceptance and non-judgment techniques.
What I love, Pragito, is the book has a lot of resources to support them in, you know, learning expressive meditations, but also for understanding themselves. And that's a sacred gift. And I want to invite everyone to visit discovermeditation.com to learn more. We still have a few moments left, and I want to ask you, what's one piece of wisdom that you want to share with someone that is really new to this whole process of present moment awareness?
What I would like to share is something that was shared to me once, with me once, that really helped me tremendously. And it's three words. It is stay with yourself. It's very easy to get caught up in the mind, to get caught up in what other people say and what other people do and what's going on out there. And the more you can stay connected to yourself and stay with who you are, no matter how imperfect you think you are, that doesn't matter. Stay with yourself, then it's a place of power. It brings you great comfort and joy over time when you do that consistently, as we said, Linda, to have a consistent practice every day, even if it's just for 1 minute, that you remember when you're doing the dishes, oh yes, breathe and connect to myself. Yes. You know, all these little things, they help.
It is. It's something that a lot of people that knew me 30, 40 years ago, they say to me, you're always so zen, you're always so peaceful. I go, it's a moment by moment choice that I make.
Yes.
And it's a choice that anyone has the power to make. And it took me a long time to realize the power in that word choice, right? If I'm not liking how I feel or the thoughts that I'm having, then I have the power to choose something different. And that was really an empowering moment in my life, that I am not my thoughts. You know, because I always believed that I was my thoughts, because they were there. And yeah. I was probably about 30, 32 when I first realized it. And then it's taken me 27 years to journey deeper into that. But for everyone that ever struggled with anxiety or the, you know, the chaos that this world is in, that statement that you said, stay with yourself, has never had more power than it does right now.
Yes.
We're being pulled by the outside world, by all the circumstances, by our pain, by our empathy. But what I have taught my daughter, my baby's 36 years old and a mother and a sensitive. And I always just say, peace in the world starts with peace within us.
That's right.
If we're chaotic and unsettled and anxious, that's the energy we're adding to the world. So
yes,
before we can change the world, we have to do our own inner work. So, Pragito, I am so grateful that you joined me for this conversation. And again, I want to invite everyone to visit discovermeditation.com to connect with Pragito there, learn about her programs, and, of course, her best-selling book, Lunchtime Enlightenment. Thank you, my friend, for joining me today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed this immensely. And I look forward to continuing our connection.
I do too, my friend. Until next time, everyone, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.